Okay, start now.
Yes.
So hi, Irfan. Good to hear from you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem. So just for our listeners' sake, I'm speaking to Mr. Irfan Rana, who is the head of operations, WWF Asia Pacific Growth Team, based out of WWF Pakistan office in Lahore. He's been working there, doing regional work for over 7 years now. He's somebody I know quite well, and we've worked together in the past. Just for everyone's information, WWF is a global conservation organization with a global network active in more than 100 countries. WWF's mission is to build a future in which humans live in harmony with nature. And WWF's 24 Asia Pacific offices have all come together to implement a regional growth strategy towards the vision. This is where Irfan comes in. And as I understand it, the vision of this regional growth strategy is about there is no sustainable world without a sustainable Asia Pacific. At the center of the growth strategy is a lean coordination team, which is the Asia Pacific Growth Strategy Core Team, or in its acronym called the APGS, that is spread across several WWF offices in the region. So welcome, Irfan.
Thank you very much.
And so really for our program today, I'm going to be talking about doing work at a regional level for a nonprofit organization. Most young and aspiring people, and people who also been in a nonprofit organization over the years, do aspire to do work at a regional level. And I think this topic will interest many. So let me start by asking you a few questions. How did you get the opportunity to take on a regional role for Asia Pacific? What was the talent criteria, and how did you make yourself the best candidate for the post? Did you require any preparation?
So first of all, thank you very much, Sudhi, for inviting me and giving opportunity to speak. So responding to your question, actually following the reassessment of Asia Pacific growth strategy in 2012, position of the head of operations was announced. So the talent criteria requirement was international experience, leadership skills, budgeting and analytical skills, decision making, speaking and writing. So at that time, it was not difficult to grab this opportunity, as I was already engaged voluntarily with this initiative. But it was very difficult to reach at this stage. So as you ask about the preparation, it was not done overnight, rather than I took a decade. So actually I have a passion to learn and grow. I keep my eyes and ears open and look around if any such opportunity that could add value to me. So when I joined WW Pakistan back in 2001, I had in mind that it is an international organization, and it means that I can access the opportunities beyond Pakistan. So in initial years, I found the opportunity of enhancing my leadership skills. I enrolled in WW College for Leadership and graduated. So soon, luckily, I found chance to use the leadership skills by joining an accounting working group that was formed by WW International to work upon accounting standards for the network. So shortly, they promoted me to lead the group. So this group developed handbook on accounting principle and conducted trainings of WW network offices. So my quest of learning continued, and luckily I got another chance to engage with WW International. So I conducted surveys of operation network standards, also interviewed offices, and gave recommendations for improvement. So actually point to highlight is that I kept learning and building my international experience in parallel to my local office working. So in 2001, I got to know about Asia Pacific growth strategy from my senior management. So strategy commenced its operations after 2 years of planning and designing process. So I showed interest to be part of this regional program and luckily got chance to serve as financial coordinator. My CEO and director, they were very supportive, but they were aware of my learning curve. So they allowed me to spare some time to serve Asia Pacific growth strategy. So in the beginning, it was difficult to manage local and regional work in parallel, but I patiently continue, work hard and face challenges, and happily I go on with my dream. So Perseverance paid and Go Grace me this opportunity, and I am serving as head of operation. Yeah, so that's the background of this one.
That's really good to hear, and I like the fact that you said you use your ears and your eyes constantly. You're like, I guess, the modern day drone. So maybe I'll take this to another level. Now, what were some of the first things you had to do when you actually took up the post? It's a regional post. You were doing local level. And what would you consider very key to the role in order to be effective?
So actually, among the first things, one was to develop a collaborative platform that could benefit to all the stakeholders. So Accenture identified in a APGS reassessment study 2012 that there had been no any proper structure of information management system for APGS at that time. So as APGS were growing and expanding its core, so it was a dire need to have a collaborative platform so that could benefit to all stakeholders, providing high efficiency and effectiveness. So a voluntary team of IT expert was assigned to me. So Sudeep, you remember you were providing oversight to this project. So it was a challenging task for me as I had not done such work before. However, I used my project management skills, developed clear objectives, defined roles and assigned tasks. And we as a team agreed a time frame and deliverables along with, you know, progress monitoring mechanism. So by the grace of God, this project completed successfully. Another task was to refine the strategy KPIs and made adjustment to the delivery of APGS as a result of these KPIs. So actually APGS was reshaped in assessment study. Another thing was to help in design and delivery of Asia Pacific CEO's annual regional conference. It was an interesting and challenging task. So regarding the second part of your question, the very key to my role is getting things done without authority. We are working with 24 WW offices in the region, and the work undertaken is collaborative and volunteer. So it is highly important to keep the people engaged and motivated towards a common regional objective. Also, it is vital to understand the cultural differences and to manage the expectation. So that is the key thing I would say, that basically working without authority, engaging people towards a common goal.
So that's again something you have hit on, the fact that you were already aware about what were the some of the challenges that you actually had overcome, and you try to take some self-initiative to overcome them. So maybe this again, so over the years you've now taken up this role, and as I mentioned earlier, 7 years now, you've grown into the role very comfortably. What would you advise younger aspiring talent who are looking for similar opportunities like what you had 7 years ago? And what do they need to know in order to prepare themselves for the future?
I would advise, frankly, to practice the 7 habits of highly effective people proposed by Stephen Covey. Actually, I do. Growth is always linked to goals. And in other words, what the journey would be, it matters on what do you aim in your life. So unless you decide where do you want to go, you will not be able to grab the opportunities. So practice the habit, begin with the end in mind. So decide on what are your key wins in the next 5 to 10 years. Then work out how to get there and see what resources and capabilities are required. So the key thing, you will know the gaps and improvement areas, and then you start working on filling that gaps gradually, keep growing, and you will enjoy your success. I give my example. I wanted to be an engineer and to acquire a good position in a company, but I could not get admission as shortage of numbers sees me behind the merit. So with no choice, I completed 2 diplomas in industrial electronics and computer hardware, started job in a factory as a technician. Work hard, but within 6 months, I realized that I will not be able to get good position even I work for decades, you know, because it needed a good qualification for the position I aim. So I resigned and resumed my studies, obtained a professional degree in accountancy. Then I joined WW Pakistan as an accounts officer. And I celebrated my dream achievement by holding position of head of finance within 4 years' time. So I did not stop here immediately, set a new goal to embark on a regional role. So I built my capacity by engaging in different voluntary international tasks, completing leadership courses, and finally, by the grace of God, found opportunity of regional role where I am today as head of operation. So I would say again, I did not stop here. Now I am pursuing my dream of getting PhD degree, and I look myself by 2021, I see myself as a doctor, a front runner. So this is something, you know, that dream that pulls me towards, you know, great achievements and success. So, yeah.
So basically, in a nutshell, you have something, have a goal in mind and work towards it and be persistent and eventually you'll achieve it. I guess that's where what I'm taking from what you've just said.
Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah.
So I'm sure many of our listeners out there would probably want to link with you and to hear what you have to say, or maybe have a private dialogue. Can you share with us, with our listeners, your contact details?
Yes, my email is irana@wwf.org.pk. My Skype ID is irfan.wwf, and my contact number is 0092303442069. So they can reach me at any either phone call or email, whatever they think convenient. So I will be happy to help them and whatever they would like. So. Thank you.
Thank you, Irfan, for sharing with us your insight and analysis. Much appreciated. To professionalize the nonprofit sector, any cost-based organization or enterprise, as they are able to achieve their impact on the ground. To do that, we focus on the issues at the board and management level. You can check us out on www.ifirstinternational.com.